Good morning, everyone, and happy Easter. It's going to be Easter for a while, and so we want to really try to rest in that mystery that is Easter, and I think today in our gospel is a wonderful example of that, of the hope that Easter brings. Oftentimes, when we look at our gospel for today, we very many times focus in on St. Thomas, right? And we get where we get the term Doubting Thomas from, as from this gospel, which is a sad thing, to be completely honest. And I'd like to unpack just a little bit more this gospel. Notice, Jesus says, "Peace be with you." And then he shows his disciples his hands and his side. "Peace be with you. Do you see now? Do you understand?" When I say no one has power over me, I mean no one has power over me. Do you understand? Peace be with you. "Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith would not fail, and that you would return to your brothers and help to uplift them. Peace be with you." Do you see, I have these only, these are not for me, these scars, these are not for me. This is for you. To remind you of the love that I have for you. Peace be with you. You're worried about what the world, you think the world can do to me or to you who claim to love me? My love is infinitely greater than yours. Peace be with you. Relax. It's going to be okay. Yeah, I suffered. How many times do I have to tell you this isn't all that there is? Peace. John writes in the book of Revelation, "Do not be afraid. As God speaks to him, I am the first and the last, the one who lives. I am alive forever and ever. I hold the keys to death in the netherworld. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I don't care what the world authorities do. I don't care what the religious authorities do. I'm God. I can handle it. And I want you to trust me that I can handle it. I want you to believe that I love my church more than you do. I want you to believe that I love you more than you do, and that I love your family more than you do. I want you to believe that I love the will of my Father in heaven more than you do. Peace. Relax." And then he does this amazing thing so that when, after he ascends to his Father in heaven, he gives the apostles this incredible, incredible power. And it's this incredible power, as in his own words, are the reason why the Father has sent him and why he has come. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." He breathes on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. And whose sins you retain are retained." If that is not a good enough proof of what God has given the church in this gift of the sacrament of confession, or of the gift of things like indulgences, right, which many of you are attempting to receive, huh, for Divine Mercy Sunday, I don't know what is. It's pretty clear. And the church tries to do her best to remind us of this mercy of God. And so when we think about things like indulgences, or we think about things like confession, remember, that's for us to admit of the places where I have not had peace in my heart, for the places where I've allowed that unrest to lead me to things that draw me away from God, where I've missed the mark, where I've sinned by refusing the grace of God. And then listening to his voice and saying, peace. And then I can return in humility, which is a good thing, and say, Lord, I do love you. I do want to be healed from my sin. I do want to know what it means to have your peace. And Thomas gets a bad rap because we're acting like the other apostles and things didn't just see Jesus say, peace be with you, and literally show them his hands and his feet. And it's hilarious how when we read this in modern times, it's like, can you believe he didn't believe them? And like he wanted to stick his fingers in his hands and in his side. Yeah, well, that's basically what the apostles got to do, the other ones. So why not Thomas, right? I don't blame him for that. Have you ever seen a dead person raised to life? I've never. But notice what Thomas does instead. When that happens, and he does see them, he says something that none of the rest of them did. My Lord and my God. He saw and believed. And he would give his life for that. The rest of his life from that moment on. Because Thomas is at peace. And it doesn't matter where I go, and it doesn't matter the sufferings that I undergo, and it's okay, I can be killed even for Jesus, and it's going to be fine. Why? Jesus said, have peace. Do you see? Do you understand now? This is why I have come. And so today, brothers and sisters, we pray for the grace from our God, our Almighty Father, of whom, through our baptisms, we are adopted sons and daughters, beloved of him. And through the grace of Jesus Christ, we have this ability to enter into the divine life of the Trinity, that we would take that seriously, and that we wouldn't allow the tribulations of the world to disrupt the peace that Christ desires to bring.